wrestling, a sport for boys who want to beat each other up every day. The truth is, though, these guys will receive their fair shares of beatings as well. So, where is the reward in this? Is this extremely physically taxing sport worth it in the end? Wrestling is kind of an odd sport that comes along with a lot of odd terminology.
A first word they would hear would probably be sprawl. Other types of terms may include high C. High C is a term that stands for high crotch.
Be like crank it. And then shifting gears is also another term basically for the exact same thing.
For example, there's a move called Iowa or Hammerlock. Terms called Fairfax Roll, Barnyard.
Grinding. Grind it is when basically he wants us, again, go hard.
For members of the wrestling team, knowing these terms can mean the difference between winning and losing. However, it's a long, difficult journey before the wrestlers even make it to the mats to actually compete.
Found that in my past 2 years of college wrestling that, you know, a lot of these workouts are a lot tougher than what I've experienced in high school.
I mean, like, the workouts are really hard and none of us really want to go through them.
But everything they go through, whether it's an exceptionally tough workout or a match where they gave their all, they don't have to go through alone.
Because we do them all together, we feel closer. And not much can really break that.
At the end of the day, when we can talk about it, laugh about it, and grieve with each other about how bad they are, then that really builds relationship.
In fact, these hardships have welded these guys into a family of sorts.
It builds a communion sense of like a brothership.
You know, at the end of the day, whether you win or lose, you're still on the team. You still got your brothers on the team that are there for you, and you know, through that, there are definitely relationships being built.
Nobody besides wrestlers I feel closer with.
Both of these guys built a familial identity for both themselves and for their teammates just by referring to one another as their brothers. And all of this crazy terminology and the insane physical demand that wrestling takes on them, because it's all the things that they experience together. A community is gradually being built, and the time that is put into the sport and spent with their teammates, that time binds them together. Because of these extremely close ties, their identities are being directly connected to this wrestling discourse community.